Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 5th. You'll be interested to know, 540 years ago, today, in 1484, Pope Innocent VIII condemned witchcraft through a papal bull, which led to the dispatch of inquisitors to Germany to try accused witches. This action also targeted prominent figures in Renaissance Platonism, resulting in significant persecution during this period. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect thigh-to-waist-high swell on Thursday morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds, transitioning to light sideshore texture in the afternoon. On Friday, expect waist-to-stomach-high swell with similar morning conditions, shifting to light sideshore texture in the afternoon. Saturday will feature waist-to-chest-high swell, remaining glassy in the morning, and becoming semi-glassy with light sideshore texture in the afternoon. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 3 feet until 9. After that, it's fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 3.5 foot incoming low tide when the north swell is 1.5 feet at 17 seconds and the variable wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 5.5 foot just after 10:30 a.m. with a 1/2 foot low tide at 6:30. The near shore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 47 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:42 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:37. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., giving way to mostly sunny skies with a high near 66 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 50 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday and Saturday with highs near 72 and 74. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 52 and 51. Sunday brings mostly sunny skies, a high near 68, and patchy fog at night, with a low around 51. Monday starts with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then stays mostly sunny with a high near 68 and a low around 49 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, are you planning to attend December Nights in San Diego? With around 150,000 attendees, parking can be tricky. One effective tip is to drive to Hillcrest, then walk to First and Robinson, and hop on the number 11 MTS bus. After getting off at Laurel Street, cross the bridge into the park. The round trip costs less than $20. For those seeking conventional options, limited free parking is available at the San Diego Zoo and City College, and paid parking at nearby lots ranges from $25 to $45. Organizers recommend using rideshares, transit, or bikes to ease congestion. Now on to sports. Tonight on Thursday Night Football in Detroit, the 11-1 Lions face the 9-3 Packers in a high-stakes NFC North clash. The Lions, with playoff aspirations, are favored by 3.5. Detroit's dynamic duo of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, averaging over 140 rushing yards per game, will challenge a Packers defense that recently stifled rushing attacks. Expect a thrilling matchup with playoff implications. In local sports, last night, at Kaseya Center, the Lakers fell to the Heat, 134-93. Tyler Herro scored 31 points, including 21 in the third quarter. LeBron James led Los Angeles with 29 points, but it wasn't enough. The Lakers dropped to 12-11, while the Heat improved to 10-10. Tomorrow night, the Lakers clash with the Atlanta Hawks, who are 11-11, at State Farm Arena. Tonight, the Kings triumphed over the Stars 3-2 in Los Angeles. Warren Fogle's wraparound goal in the third sealed the victory. Tanner Jeannot and Joel Edmundson also scored, pushing the Kings to 15-8-3. Saturday night, the Kings host the Wild and the City of Angels. In top news, a suspect remains at large following the brazen targeted attack on Brian Thompson, the chief executive officer of United Healthcare. Thompson was fatally shot outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel on Wednesday morning, just before an investor conference. Police described the shooting as premeditated, with the gunman waiting for Thompson before firing multiple shots. Evidence recovered includes a cell phone and a water bottle, and police are analyzing these for potential fingerprints and DNA. Investigators are exploring whether Thompson was targeted due to personal conflicts or his professional role. A $10,000 reward is offered for information leading to the suspect's capture. In business news, Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has announced a significant investment of $10 billion to build its largest data center in Louisiana. This facility will occupy 4 million square feet of an industrial site that previously housed a headlight factory. It will be powered by 3 new natural gas plants, providing a combined capacity of 2.2 gigawatts, enough to power over 1 million homes. Meta plans to invest in 1.5 gigawatts of renewable energy, including solar and wind, to reduce its carbon footprint. Construction is set to continue through 2030. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $100,000. Ethereum is just under $3,900. And Goetzius Maximus is down to 74 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Hackers are increasingly targeting health information and exploiting data breaches at healthcare organizations. They seek personal details like addresses and credit card numbers, but also sensitive information such as insurance policy numbers and medical histories. The theft of health records can lead to severe financial and medical risks, enabling identity theft and insurance fraud. In 2023, there were 725 data breach incidents reported, affecting over 500 records each. Experts emphasize that patients should safeguard their medical information, monitor medical bills closely, and adopt multi-factor authentication to protect against these growing threats. Entertainment news. Bob Dylan is embracing his upcoming biopic called A Complete Unknown. much to the surprise of his superfans. On December 4th, he tweeted, "There's a movie about me opening soon called The Complete Unknown. What a title." Timothy Chalamet is starring in the lead role. Dylan praised Chalamet as a brilliant actor and confirmed he has read the source material. Elijah Wald's Dylan Goes Electric, which chronicles events leading to the Newport fiasco. Wald expressed surprise and delight at Dylan's acknowledgement, saying it was the biggest compliment one can ask for. Dylan continues to keep fans guessing with his engaging presence on social media. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Roman philosopher and statesman, Marcus Tullius Cicero. And he said, "Friendship improves happiness and abates misery by the doubling of our joy and the dividing of our grief." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.